Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
Is Kristen Rhodes. I am filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.3. I had to keep watching my little buttons over here and make sure that John didn't turn my mic on and catch me, you know, let you guys catch me singing.
Well, I was singing too, so, you know. Yeah. I know a whole bunch of people in their cars this morning. We're just singing that too. That's why
absolutely.
I picked it.
But if my mic had been on, they probably would have tuned out. Because I'm not.
It's okay. I recorded it.
Yeah. My mom told me years ago she had a worship leader at her church, you know, when she was telling him how much she loved his voice and how great of a singer he was and how she, you know, she's not a good singer. And he said, no, everyone can sing. Some people just should not do it with a microphone in front of their mouth.
Like That's very true.
So, well, I'm so excited to be filling in for Andrew this morning. I was noticing when I was looking at his little lineup this week, mm-hmm. I'm the only female fill-in that Andrew has.
You should feel special.
I do. Andrew makes me feel special. You know, we have a great relationship. And, mm-hmm. I was telling some of my coworkers that I was going to be doing this morning. And they're like, oh, that's so exciting. And that's great. And I said, no, I mean, that's so impressive. I said, it's really not impressive. He just knows that I can talk a lot. And I can fill in about 4 hours of airtime. So I don't know that it's really that I have any great skills to fill in for him, but just more so that I have the gift of gab and can talk for a long time. But and they agreed with that. But
I wonder.
But you know, I was noticing last night as I was driving around, I started noticing tents popping up. Mm-hmm. And I thought, my goodness, is it almost the 4th of July already? It's fireworks time. The fireworks tents, and I just cannot believe that next week is the 4th of July, and we're already there.
It's right.
This year has absolutely gone by so fast, and so I'm sure that there's going to be people that are, you know, taking some extra days off, especially with the holiday falling on a Thursday. So are you a fireworks guy? Do you guys do the fireworks?
I am, but I will be over at Cat Country 98.7. For July 4th, I'm the one that gets to press the big red button.
Exciting.
Here. I have to do it here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So Brent and Mel are out there. But, yeah, so if I decide to, you know, walk out the door or something, big red button doesn't get pushed. No, I'm just playing. The fireworks are going to be synchronized to music on Cat Country 98.7. So
wonderful. That's so cool.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati, you know, they have a huge Labor Day fireworks show. Mm-hmm. That's their big, big one with the Rossi's fireworks up there. And they always have it synchronized to the rock station up there.
That's awesome.
I love that. I just absolutely love watching that synchronization of good fireworks to great music.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun, especially for kids when you've got, you know, your kids and the excitement.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In their eyes.
Yeah.
And I know everyone likes to try to get some cool pictures that they can post and stuff, but it just makes me so sad when I see people at fireworks shows and they're watching the show through their phone. You know,
I know.
You just wish
in the moment.
Right. You say, you know what? Don't try to get the shot to post on Facebook. Just put that phone down and just watch the fireworks and really enjoy what you're looking at there.
Yeah.
Because no one is going to scroll through your feed later and say, oh wow. They're not going to go, like they were there in person.
Right. Very true.
But if you are going to go out and buy fireworks next week, you know, I always think about when I see the fireworks stand, I always think about Terry. And the poor unfortunate soul that almost, you know, that couldn't get away from the fireworks when he lit it, that viral video that went around. So,
yeah.
And Terry had to back up. So please be careful, be safe when you're playing with your fire, playing, but using fireworks and
use
be
them
safe.
Responsibly.
Yes. And be safe with your kids too, and make sure that they understand the safety of fireworks, because we don't want anyone to end up like Terry and possibly have to go to the hospital.
That's so. Right.
So we have some.
Do you do sparklers with your kids?
I do. But I try to. I get a cup and I put it through the cup so they can hold their hand in the cup and hold the sparkler, and so they don't have to worry about.
That's a good idea.
Burning their hands at all.
Oh.
Yeah. A little mom tip for you.
Yeah. Didn't know.
Mom hack.
There you go. Wow.
So, do we have any traffic on the fives?
Well, let's take a look at traffic on the fives right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Seeing a little minor delay in East Milton as you're heading over to the industrial park. But other than that, traffic looks good right here on News Radio 92.3.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust, but you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
This is Kristen Rhodes. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.3. John was just taking me back to college there with a little Dave Matthews Band.
I know, right?
Love it. So, I'm sure people are waking up now. They're listening to us while they're getting ready for work. They may not have, heard the breaking news.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
That we're getting a Costco in Pensacola. Well, allegedly. There have been plans submitted.
Right.
When plans have been submitted, that's a pretty good sign that it's actually going to happen. So, there's going to be some happy, happy moms this morning if that goes through. So, now, three big warehouse stores.
Right.
Sam's, BJ's, and now Costco.
Sam's is all we used to have for like 20 years.
Right. Now, but I can tell you, they all have something different and unique.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was reading last night that the most valuable thing that like Costco sells, the thing that they have the most has nothing to do with what's actually in the store, but it's that membership card.
Oh.
So having that, selling that membership card and getting those memberships is actually the most valuable thing they sell. Hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. But Costco is only one of the three big C's that are making people happy.
Oh.
Here in our area.
Okay.
Because Navarre, mm-hmm. who has been pining for more retail and food establishments for a long time, is also getting a Chick-fil-A.
Yay.
And a Chipotle.
Ooh, y'all are moving up.
I know. It's so exciting. Like
big city life.
You know it.
Yeah.
So you think traffic on 98 is bad now?
Oh, just wait.
You just wait till that Chick-fil-A and Chipotle open too.
Mm-hmm.
So the three big C's, Costco, Chick-fil-A, and Chipotle, all come into our area. We are definitely moving up in Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
That's right. That's good. That means more jobs.
It does. You know,
brings more people to the area.
You know what I just thought? I just realized. So Chick-fil-A is coming in. It's going to be kind of right across from Navarre Park.
Okay.
Right there on 98. Maybe we can get the folks from Chick-fil-A to work with FDOT
mm-hmm.
to solve the traffic problem on 98.
You know, that would be one of the easiest things to do, but do you think it'll happen? Because I'm just saying this because on Highway 90, the one in Pace,
right?
If you're going, eastbound before Chick-fil-A, right past Walmart, and then you're going, that turning lane is always backed.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not, but that's not Chick-fil-A's fault.
No, it's not. They do great.
Chick-fil-A is so efficient,
right,
with their operation that
maybe they
should go partner with FDOT to develop a plan.
Because they know
solve, yes.
that their lines are going to be long. Don't want to block traffic.
Absolutely. And it wouldn't just be right around the Chick-fil-A's. I mean, they could probably solve the whole traffic problem everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll get in there and they'll know, where you need to widen areas, where you need turn lanes, how to time the lights. I mean, they'll get it down.
Yeah, just bribe the DOT with some chicken.
There you go.
I mean, who doesn't want free chicken?
It can be a working lunch.
There you go. Right off.
We'll have a working lunch with the people from Chick-fil-A and their efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just one problem with that.
Oh.
The government's involved.
Oh,
so
okay.
Chick-fil-A will come up with a plan, but it'll take 20 years to make it happen.
I understand. That makes total sense. I mean, why would it just happen?
Yeah, we don't need PD&E studies anymore. We need Chick-fil-A studies in order for us to move forward with
right.
how to, solve our traffic issues.
No, I wholeheartedly agree.
I love it. Let's get the right people at the table
exactly.
with some chicken sandwiches, and we can make that happen.
Yeah.
We'll call Dave Merson, who was in here yesterday.
Right.
He can help make some phone calls, and we'll make that happen. Who's on the TPO?
I don't know. Andrew would know.
Yeah. Colton Wright's calling in later, so maybe
okay.
I'll ask Colton who we need to get at the table with some Chick-fil-A to make that happen.
I know.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I'd just show up just for the free chicken.
You're going to volunteer to be on that study?
Yes, might as well.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Well, speaking of traffic.
Yes.
Do you have some traffic for us?
That's right. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Just seeing a little bit of delay on 29 just south of I-10 if you're heading southbound there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thank you, John. So we have some folks that are going to be calling in soon. Next, we have Jamie Coffey with NAS Whiting Field. She's going to call in and tell us about some stuff going on up there. They're always doing amazing things up there at Whiting Field. And they also have a change of command coming up next month. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, I've got some friends calling in to talk about some fun Department of Labor overtime ruling things and the new junior leadership program that the Gulf Breeze Chamber Foundation has started in partnership with the school district. So we've got some good stuff coming in. Some great new interviews.
Maybe she can sneak me into Whiting Field and I get in the simulator while everybody else is at the ceremony.
Well, you know what you'd have you ever gone through Leadership Santa Rosa?
No.
Well, if you do Leadership Santa Rosa, you get to do the simulators as part of Military Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fantastic.
I like
yes,
it.
It's a I great like program. It. So we they're taking. I'm actually on the board for Leadership Santa Rosa, and so we'll do accepting applications now, and then in the fall is when it starts. We're a little different from LEAP. We're on a calendar year, so we'll do orientation in December, and then it starts in January. So you've got time. Mm-hmm. Andrew went through it. He's an alumni of Leadership Santa Rosa.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have to get you an application and.
Oh yeah, and I'm a flight sim guy. Like,
oh yeah,
oh yeah, flight. Hey, let's check in with David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, thank you, John. The trustee in charge of Alex Jones's bankruptcy proceedings say the InfoWars media site is going to be shut down. Court-appointed trustee Christopher Murray says an orderly wind-down is going to take place with Jones's business assets being liquidated in an attempt to pay the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. The best gymnasts in the U.S. will be in Minneapolis this week. They're competing for a place on this year's Olympic team. Day one of men's competition begins Thursday at the Target Center. That wraps up later on this weekend. The women's competition begins Friday and should conclude by Sunday. And, well, first it was Red Lobster. Now we're seeing reports that the restaurant chain Hooters is closing several locations across the nation. The company citing pressure from current market conditions. No official list of closures has been released, but there's reports of 4 Florida stores in Lakeland, West Palm, Orange Park, and Gainesville closing. Stores also closing in Texas, Kentucky, and Indiana. Certainly a loss that'll be felt by lovers of wings, which is the only reason people would go there.
Yes, yes, the food's good.
The food's great. The food's good. Yeah.
There is no sarcasm in your voice at all there.
None. I don't have sarcasm. I'm a newsman.
So, I mean, I feel like... Are they closing ours?
They haven't said, and I don't believe so. I've looked, and I haven't seen any indication that but you never know with restaurant chains, I guess.
Okay, because I'm going to say, if they're going to close ours, I've got a 4-year-old little boy. He's got to have his Hooters experience. So if
give
I figure
him a shirt
as
and
a
everything.
Good mom, you know, I got to at least take him once for some chicken. He
Look
loves
at that.
He
right.
loves chicken.
Well, I certainly don't want to worry anybody. I think as every indication I've seen is the Pensacola Beach location is okay.
Okay,
so
good.
Far.
Because he loves chicken. Last night he heard us in the car say that we were going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And he went, yes. Hey, girls, we're going to Buffalo Wild Wings. He was pumped for some chicken.
Well, chicken is something to be excited about.
So
it's
I'm
very
sure
good.
He would feel the same way about Hooters.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Really, I've never met boneless wings that I didn't like.
That's true.
Yeah. There you go.
That's true.
That is a universal truth of life.
We're still talking about chicken here, right?
Yeah, chicken.
Yes.
Got it.
Boneless wings.
Wings.
Yeah, wings. Although you do have me excited about some Costco hot dogs, too.
$1.25.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I always did the pizza slice. And any of the warehouse stores, I always went for the pizza slice over the hot dogs.
Pizza slice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the giant, like it's bigger than the plate, the actual
right.
plate. And then you got to use a napkin to soak up the grease off of it first.
Oh.
See, I guess I was too busy eating hot dogs to even try the pizza.
To even try it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But now I've got another thing to look forward to, the giant pizza slice, too.
Awesome. Well, you know, Dave Merzen, who was in yesterday, he texted in and said to sign him up for the the group with FDOT and bringing that together, he said he will be anywhere that Chick-fil-A is, and they'll definitely solve those traffic challenges. So
I love it.
So we're working on it. We are solving problems. We on
are.
News Radio 92.3.
Well, we have to.
Absolutely. So we're, again, this is Kristen Rhodes with News Radio 92.3 filling in for Andrew McKay. And after the break, we're going to talk to Jamie Coffey from NAS Whiting Field.
Pelosi, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is on his way to the Mariana Islands to accept a plea deal with U.S. authorities, pleading guilty to espionage charges in exchange for time served. He spent more than 5 years in a London prison after publishing leaked military records in 2010 and 2011. His wife, Stella, in a statement posted online.
A movement of people from all walks of life, from around the world, who support not just Julian and not just us and our family, but what Julian stands for, truth and justice.
Assange would return to his home in Australia. It's primary day in New York, and squad member Jamal Bowman is fighting to keep his House seat.
Bowman, who was elected to his seat in 2020, has support of most of his caucus. But Congressman Josh Gottheimer and Hillary Clinton have now backed his opponent, Westchester County Executive George Latimer.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now, 74 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Escambia County deputies have located two suspects. They say they're still searching for a third after a high-speed chase following a drive-by shooting yesterday. That shooting happened at Aris Boulevard near Massachusetts Avenue at about 6:30 last night. Deputies say a woman was shot. A suspect vehicle was located and then fled from Escambia County deputies. That led to a high-speed chase down Scenic Highway. The vehicle ended up being stopped with a pit maneuver at the Escambia Bay Bridge. Three suspects in that vehicle got out and jumped from the bridge. One was injured. One was pulled from the water. A third has not yet been located. Right now, there's no word on the condition of that shooting victim. Forecasters say some African Saharan dust is making its way to Florida. Could be here as soon as this weekend. That'll mean possibly amped up afternoon showers.
As this comes closer to us, we'll have to keep an eye out to see how it interacts with our afternoon shower and thunderstorm pattern, because on that leading edge, sometimes you can get some pretty strong thunderstorms before the dust comes in and kind of shuts off.
And that is meteorologist Robert Garcia from the National Weather Service. And the good news, though, it could limit tropical activity. Currently, the Weather Service also monitoring another tropical wave that's coming off of the African coastline, and they say there could be some development with that as soon as next week. Pensacola native and boxing legend Roy Jones Jr. says his son took his own life last weekend. DeAndre Jones died on Saturday. Jones released a statement on social media. He says he's thankful that God allowed him to spend Friday night with his son and his family. He also says that he knows a lot of people are going through tough times, but nothing is worth taking your own life. And of course, here at News Radio, all of our thoughts and prayers are with the Jones family in that difficult time. Some more controversy in Santa Rosa County yesterday. The Board of County Commissioners tackled that controversial ordinance that would officially say that illegal immigrants are not welcome in the county. That was put forward by Commissioner James Calkins, who says he supports legal immigration, but illegal immigrants, he says, are causing big problems.
Illegal immigration is a serious problem in Santa Rosa County and the United States of America. And for a speaker to come up here and say, oh, everything's okay, that we don't have a problem, is totally wrong.
And there were at least 10 citizens that spoke against that ordinance for various reasons. In the end, an amended version was shot down by the board on a 3-2 vote, with Calkins and board chairman Sam Parker voting in favor. And it is 6:34, News Radio Pensacola. Let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing?
Well, not much right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. We're seeing some delays just past East Milton, right after the bridge in Milton, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you very much, John. Right now, 74 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A new finalized federal rule aims to ensure first responders can find out what hazardous chemicals are on a train almost immediately after a derailment so they can respond appropriately. Too often in past disasters, firefighters risk their lives trying to extinguish a blaze without knowing the right way to respond. Knowing what chemical is involved also affects how big of an evacuation zone might be required to protect the public. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has proposed a rule that would remove unpaid medical bills from credit reports, stop credit reporting companies from sharing medical debts with lenders, and prohibit lenders from making decisions based on medical debt. The rule, which has been in the works since last fall, could go into effect by early next year. It would remove as much as $49 billion of medical debt for 15 million people. Futures are mixed. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 260. The NASDAQ lost 192. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Medicine, baby, no doubt of that.
Good morning, Pensacola. My name is Kristen Rhodes, filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.5. You know, I think WEAR must have been listening this morning because we just saw
I
the
know.
News.
They
shared
must
about
have.
The Costco. So
that's right.
They must have been listening and said, oh my gosh, we got to hurry up and get this on the morning news. So, no, I'm just joking. They do a great job over there. And but you know what? They heard it here first.
That's right.
That's right.
At 5 a.m. Yes.
Well, I am so excited to have my friend Jamie Coffey of the Public Affairs Office at NAS Whiting Field joining us by phone right now. Jamie, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Kristen. Thank you so much for having me. I absolutely enjoy talking on the radio and absolutely love talking to the community and sharing all of the NAS Whiting Field news. And as a former skipper once said, exciting Whiting. There's always something going on at Whiting. So thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. There is always something exciting going on at NAS Whiting Field. So why don't you go ahead and just jump right in and tell us some of this newsworthy stuff. So I hear that there's been some funding for some new hangars.
Yes, absolutely. So a couple of things going on. Well, first, coming right around the corner, right down the pipeline, we've got our change of command ceremony. So that's happening. It's just around the corner. That's going to be on July 12th out at Whiting. So we're doing it on the installation. And sadly, we're saying goodbye to Captain Paul Party Boy Flores. So saying goodbye to our skipper in a change of command ceremony as he moves on in his Navy career. And our new commanding officer will be Captain Ted Elkins. His call sign is Thumbs. So we'll get the skinny on his call sign as soon as he's in the seat. That's kind of one of the first things we're going to ask. Okay, so how did you get that call sign?
I loved when I saw the invitation come out for the change of command. You know, in true party boy fashion, when you get down to the bottom where it says dress, you know, for the military, it's just uniform of the day. And for civilians, it says whatevs. So that was absolutely true party boy fashion for his change of command there. I loved it.
It really is Skipper, isn't it? He has been a great leader out at Whiting, and to say he is loved is an understatement. He's such a unique leader within our military installations, and again, he's just so well loved, and we're all sad to see him go. Change of command ceremony should be really good. I bet there are going to be a lot of laughs. He's just got a great sense of humor. So we're really excited about his change of command ceremony. So today we will be entering a training environment. So that's something else we've got going on just today. We're going to be doing some training. So around noon, so around midday, we're going to be conducting some training exercises with full activation. So if anyone sees or hears any sirens or anything and sees that activity going on today out at Whiting, we are doing some training. The other thing that's going on here pretty soon is NAS Whiting Field's Honor Guard will participate in Santa Rosa County Board of County Commissioners flag dedication ceremony. So that's on July 1st. I think that's a Monday. So just excited to have our Honor Guard up and running again. We had some PCSs, which is just permanent changes of location there with some of our sailors. And so we've gotten some new sailors on with basically a whole new honor guard, and they're just doing great things. So that's just something they've got coming down the pipeline here. So that's kind of it for the updates, but you mentioned newsworthy stuff. There's always something newsworthy at Whiting as well. We are continuing construction on the base for infrastructure to support our new TH-73 helicopter, the Thrasher, we call it. But funding is now allocated to cover the entire cost of the new advanced helicopter trading system hangar. So we just don't call it a new helicopter hangar. We call it a new advanced helicopter training system because it does come with a whole new training system. And we talk about the simulators and all kinds of resources that support that new helicopter. So the $98.5 million will be used with the $50 million that was already secured last year. So that's something else that's kind of the most newsworthy of the day for NAS Whiting Field.
That is fantastic news. Whenever funding is approved, that is definitely something to celebrate.
That's fantastic news.
And when you said simulators, yeah. You know, I had some ears in the studio perk up here with me. So I was just telling him before the break that he needed to join Leadership Santa Rosa next year so he could come in and do the simulators.
Yeah.
You've got to.
Yeah.
You've got to come out.
As an avid flight simmer, you know, that's, yeah. Be totally different than the home setup.
Yeah. Jamie, we're going to, I don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break for traffic on the fives, and I'm going to come back and hear more about what you guys have going on.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Highway 90, seeing some delays right there in downtown Milton before you get onto the bridge. So just be aware of that if you're headed to East Milton. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. So, Jamie, let's talk about some community involvement. We hear that there's some new IGSAs that were signed recently. What is,
yes.
You know, we love our acronyms in the military, but what is an IGSA for
we
those
do.
That don't know?
We do. We do love our acronyms. So the NAS Whiting Fields entered into some partnerships with City of Milton and with Santa Rosa County through intergovernment support agreements. So we call them IGSAs for short, those intergovernment support agreements. So we did that on June 13th, and we're going to enter in those agreements for a variety of services, material procurement. They're going to include water tank maintenance and repair, road maintenance and repair, and sidewalks and curb services, and even more to come. So those IGSAs, it's the Intergovernment Support Agreement. And again, I want to, you know, shout out to Randy Roy. So he's our Community Plans Liaison Officer. And I always call it Randy Roy magic. He works very close with the community and with the Santa Rosa County leadership to help make these IGSAs happen. But it's a mutual effort to reduce costs and create efficiencies, and it enhances the mission support as well. So we hope for more IGSAs in the future, not just in Santa Rosa County, but there are discussions for IGSAs in Alabama and Alabama leadership as well to support our Alabama outlying landing fields. So I'll let all the listeners know that the complex, it's totaling over 17,000 acres over the entire complex, but that we have the main base in Milton, Florida, obviously, and then we have 12 outlying landing fields, and those landing fields span through Alabama and Florida. So those IGSAs are going to come in quite handy as we continue to partner with all of the local communities for those kinds of agreements to help with efficiencies and support.
That is very exciting to hear. And Randy Roy is, he always say he's a rock star. He's absolutely phenomenal at what he does and what he is able to do and you know, bridging those funding sources and partnerships and all of those things to help help us continue to support the mission here in our area. Now, Jamie, those IGSAs, is that something that other military installations and communities are doing around the country, or is this kind of a newer endeavor?
Yes. I would say it's semi-newer, but there are going to be many. You're going to hear in the news, I would say, over the next year. But, you know, and it all kind of boils down to the Navy leadership at the very top and then working its way down. But NAS Pensacola as well will enter into those partnerships. So we're just excited to see what that's going to look like in the future. We're also working in the Santa Rosa County, and Escambia County is also working with NAS Pensacola as well and Captain Shishati. We call Sign Village. And you know, as a side note, getting Village and Party Boy together is just
a comedy show.
A funny sight. It is a comedy show. I mean, they're serious one moment, and they're both just phenomenal leaders on their Navy installations and in the community, and just doing great, great things, phenomenal aviators and all of that. And then on top of it, they're just absolutely down to earth men. And I'll say Shashadi's a family man, and just super, super effective in the community and on the naval installation, and then put them together in one room. And circling back to the change of command ceremony in July coming up next week, or the week after, I should say, Captain Shashadi is going to be the guest speaker for Captain Flores's change of command. So again,
I love it.
It's going to be great laughs.
It will. I will definitely need to send in my RSVP then to be there for that. Jamie, I know one of the challenges that a lot of installations have, especially ours, is childcare and child development center. So yeah. I hear that there was some money for plans for a new CDC at Whiting. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So in the Eddie Sporting Field's existing child development center is 78 years old. So that building was converted from it's an old package store to the CDC, and that happened in the mid-1990s. So, you know, functionally, it's not really adequate for what we need and for our use. And, you know, Northwest Florida Defense Coalition, I will definitely mention them. They do a great job at advocating for NAS Pensacola and NAS Whiting Field, and they've helped secure $3 million for a design for a new CDC through the National Defense Authorization Act. And Senator Rick Scott came out in an announcement within the last couple of weeks securing that funding as well for the design of the new CDC. So, again, we just have so many folks in the community and Northwest Florida Defense Coalition, and they're advocating for us, and just absolutely wonderful what they do for us. So we are hoping for that to come down the pipeline soon, and, seeing good promise on a possible new CDC for NAS Whiting Field.
That is exciting. How many kids are on the waiting list right now for a CDC spot?
Ooh, I would say I don't have the numbers in front of me. The facility, it's a 65-person capacity, and I believe it's 100, and it enables 150 children for the capacity, if you're talking adequate service spaces. But we do have quite a few on the waiting list. So that's active duty service members that are, you know, trying to figure out and face those challenges of, you know, what they're going to do with their children. So again, we're excited for that kind of news to come down the pipeline and seeing action.
Great. Well, is there any other, as we wrap up, are there any other updates or things that you want to mention going on at Whiting Field?
Sure, just because there is always things going on, especially with resources and on the resource side and on the fund side. So I'll mention our MWR team, which is amazing, and our Fleet and Family Support Center, that's also amazing, and they continue to support us and all of the military personnel out at Whiting. The Transitional Assistance Program, we call it TAP class, they're still meeting. They're doing great things to transition our sailors into the civilian life. There's a class going on this week, and then they'll have another class in July, so July 22nd. They're also doing classes out there on time management and study skill classes. Everything's in full swing out there. And then on the fun side, we just had a powerlifting competition. We have a plant and paint sip event coming up. That's going to be on Friday, on the 28th of June. So it's just super excited and just, you know, a little bit of everything for everyone. Summer PE classes are going on. They start July 9th. They're going to run in 3-week sections. So that's kind of great for the kids. And then on July 4th, because you got to have something on July 4th, we're doing a big pool party out there at our pool, at our base pool. So that's going to happen during the day around the lunchtime hour on July 4th.
Wonderful. Well, there is always something exciting going on, many, many exciting things going on at NAS Whiting Field. So I surely do appreciate you calling in and early this morning and giving us an update. It's wonderful to hear all the great stuff. So thank you so much, Jamie, for filling us in on the great stuff at Whiting Field.
Thanks, Kristen. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Too.
Taking a look at traffic on the fives real quick. I-10, I-110 still flowing very smoothly. Even 98 is flowing compared to yesterday. So just being, but if you're headed over into East Milton, right around downtown Milton, heading eastbound to East Milton, you're going to see some delays there as people head to the industrial park over in East Milton. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have three boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And two of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering those classic hits from the 70s through the 90s, from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. You can come out and enjoy at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
We just had Jamie Coffee with NAS Whiting Field on, and for those of you that don't know, Whiting Field has a $1.64 billion impact on our local economy and is 30.4% of Santa Rosa's total gross regional product. So we are just so blessed to have that installation in our backyard and are just so happy to highlight whatever they're doing all the time. So, thank you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.